The Dental Practice Fixers podcast is brought to you by the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success. To find out how we can help increase the success of your practice, check out maddow.com or call us at 1-800-258-0060.
Is the doctor constantly running late, destroying your practice? Stay tuned. We're going to find out right now. Welcome back to the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. I am Dr. David Maddow, along with...
I'm Dr. Richard Maddow. We are your co-hosts for the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening, for watching, for sending us your comments. Why don't we get right down to it? So we have a really cool question today. Here's the question. I'll just read it. It says, Doctors Maddow, which I really like that.
Doctors Maddow.
Yeah, I have friends who are physicians, and they're both, they insist on being called the doctors.
The doctors.
I'm not going to say their last name just in case they're listening, but they know who they are.
Guess what? They're not listening.
Let's just say it's Smith. they have to be introduced as the doctors Smith.
That's not a true story, is it? That's not true.
Send them like an invitation to a wedding or something.
The doctors
they like it,
Smith.
The doctor Smith.
How about the doctor Smiths? It's not that?
The doctor Smith. That's kind of like saying I have two brother-in-laws. When it actually should be two brothers-in-law, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I've got two brothers-in-law. I got two brother-in-laws.
Do you?
I don't think I have any brother-in-law.
Sure you do.
Who's my brother-in-law?
Yoko's brother.
Oh, he's my brother-in-law. Right. That's right. I got to think about that for a second.
Now, I have a whole slew of them because Candy's from a large family. So I've got brothers-in-law, sisters-in-law.
And you got a lot of brother-in-laws, too.
Exactly.
Let's read the question.
No mother-in-laws, unfortunately. Okay. Doctors Maddow. I work for a fantastic dentist. He does great work and is kind to all of his patients. He really cares. And this can cause him to talk a bit too much. Oh, you know where that's going, right?
I feel like
we are constantly running late. I can tell our patients don't like it when we get them from the waiting room 20 or 30 minutes after their appointment time.
No.
Is there anything that could be done about this? And this is from Aubrey in Dothan, Alabama.
Dothan,
Alabama.
Do you remember?
We spoke there. It was a great seminar.
Was that the one that was like kind of almost like an arena?
It
was great.
It was like a miniature arena.
Yeah.
I felt like
a miniature like hockey arena.
Exactly. Yeah. But the way it was laid out, I felt like we were like the Beatles in 1963.
Let me tell you.
Coming to our first U.S. gig, and it was a really cool arena. Yeah. It was fun. I mean, I can't say that the stands were all packed, right? They pretty much set up chairs on the floor.
Even though they weren't. We could say the stands were all packed. Were they just like selling popcorn and hot dogs?
Merch, T-shirts, Maddow Brothers T-shirts. We met some really cool people in Dothan. If anybody here is listening and you're in Dothan, Alabama, bring us back. And hello. Thanks for having us at one time.
We'd love to go back.
Ha. Or maybe we should say ha.
Ha.
Didn't Marshall have a dental assistant from Dothan, Alabama? He did.
What was her name?
Her name was, Dothan. I can't remember what her name was. I'll get it. Yeah. I'll remember. He used to talk about her all the time.
Oh, how come he's not with her?
I'm not sure. I think maybe she moved back to Dothan. My advice is go back to Greenbow, Alabama. We better answer this question.
We better.
Because now we're running late.
No, we never run late.
Running late is a bit of a pet peeve of mine, even though the phrase pet peeve is a bit of a pet peeve of mine. I cannot stand it running late. I know those of you who have gone to some of our one-day seminars, you may have been there when I told the story about how I left my physician because he ran late all the time. Don't you think people leave dental practices, patients leave because they run late?
100%.
Yeah.
I've done it. I'm not going to mention any names because the office might be watching. But seriously, I have absolutely left a practice because – every time I came in for a hygiene appointment, it was like, I could like clockwork. She ran like 15 to 20 minutes.
You ran late like clockwork.
It's true. Funny. Like clockwork. I could predict that even if I came in like once early, I'm always early, as you know, always early. And I came in and I would see her like just futzing around with a paint like every single time, 15 to 20 minutes late. I just got the hell out of there.
You know, you made an interesting comment, which is, I'm not going to mention the name of the practice because they may be listening, which leads to the next point, which is, you left an office because they were running late all the time. I'll bet they had no idea that's why you left.
No idea.
Zero idea.
First of all, let's back up. I'm not even sure if they know I left.
Right.
But
that's fine. Problem number one.
But you're totally right. They have no idea. Should I have told them?
I don't know.
He was kind of like a friend of mine.
Yeah, well,
I hate to say it.
Ex-friend.
No, he's still a friend. He has no idea that I left because of that.
But it's interesting, Dennis might think, well, you know, yeah, we run late. It's just that's par for the course. Yeah. Patients aren't leaving because of it, but you know what? Maybe they are.
They are
leaving. And they're certainly not referring other people, knowing that their friends or coworkers will have to sit in the reception area, you know, collecting dust while they're waiting to be taken back.
Right. Hey, Jimmy, I want to refer you to a really good practice. They always run late, but I'm going to refer you. They're really good, but they always run
late. I'll get there late. Yeah, not cool.
Doesn't happen.
So, and I got to say, and Dave, I know when we both had our practices, this is something we talked about. We simply did not run late in my practice. That was the rule. Mm-hmm. We do not run late. And then when decisions have to be made, emergencies call, procedures go bad, as they do sometimes in dentistry, right?
Of course.
And we had to make a decision. Our decision was based on the fact that we do not run late. Is it possible? Absolutely. We both did it.
Yes, it is possible. I will go back and say, there are a few things that could be done with this doctor. I think when they wrote in, it was a team member that wrote in. She said he just talks way too much.
Yeah.
20 minutes sometimes. But so one thing they can do is, two things with that. He could either not talk as much, or if he truly loves talking, he's going to have to realize that he just can't produce as much and schedule more time for each patient. But you can't have it both ways. You can't talk 20 minutes after the appointment's over and continue to see patients. It just doesn't work.
So you're saying this doctor, one of the decisions they might have to make is, do I enjoy talking or can I not control my talking so much that I'm going to actually have to reduce my income because I've got this talking habit and that way I won't run late?
If the doctor truly is like a dentist who
loves
talking to the patients and that's what he likes to do. That's like he wakes up in the morning thinking, I'm gonna have a nice conversation with Mrs. Smith. Then he'll have to realize that he can't fit as many patients in, which might mean not as much income, because the other alternative is to consistently run late. The patients are pissed off. They're going to leave anyway, so it's kind of have the same effect. Right. He's not going to make as much income because the patients are leaving the practice.
It might be better just to shut the hell up. Some people have a personality that won't allow them to do that, I know.
Right. That would be good, but suppose he really likes talking to his patients. Suppose he got into dentistry because he loves that part.
I would question, even if this is the case, do the patients really enjoy sitting in there talking to the dentist? I mean, let's face it. People are busy. They don't want to have a dentist blab to them for 20 minutes when they're done. Even if they're acting like they're respectful and care, they'd rather get out of there, I think.
You might be right. And don't get me wrong. I do not think that's the ideal practice, to pad the appointment time because you like talking to your patients for 20 minutes. It's not ideal at all. It's not good. Revenue-wise and financial-wise, it's not good, but it's one solution.
Yep.
But yeah, I agree. Look. Cut the chatter down to a minimum. Be super nice. Like if my doctor came in and was super nice to me and asked me a question or two and then said they're off to the next patient, I'd be totally happy with that. I don't expect my doctor, nor want my doctor, you're right, to be in there talking to me for 20 extra minutes.
Right. I mean, I know I you know about my internist. I really, really like him.
Yeah, I do.
I don't think it's even a technique. I don't even think he realizes that he does it. But
does he have the technique?
When you finish your appointment, he asks like one kind of non-medical, one social question. He knows I love music and he like loves European history. He's super smart. He knows I like talking about that kind of stuff too, even though I don't know that much compared to him. But he'll just like bring up one thing. Right. We'll have a really friendly chit-chat for like 2 minutes, and then we both know it's time
to go.
Right.
It's time to go.
He's got another patient there.
I think that's ideal.
And he runs on time, which is rare with internists.
Right. I think that's absolutely ideal.
But I feel like he cares about me.
Yep.
He knows me as a person, not just, a set of organs. But I also feel like he doesn't run late, and I appreciate it. You know, those of you who have come to our seminars, one of the little tips I give is that and it takes me like 30 minutes in our seminars.
Can you do it in 30 seconds.
Okay, 30 seconds. Doc, when you have a bit of spare time, maybe, your assistant's making a temporary, patient's getting numb, you're waiting for an impression, go into the hygiene room and check your hygiene patient. Make the little deal with your hygienist. We're not going to do it at the end of the appointment. You don't have to come track me down. And while I'm in the middle of something I can't take a break from, I'm going to come in when I have a minute. We'll do the hygiene check. Just sit the patient up, rinse them out, give me the spiel, boom, 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 boom. Hygienist never has to wait for the dentist. Dentist never has to wait for the hygienist. That will definitely help add some minutes in your schedule that you didn't know you had. So that's just one little tip and trick to not running late.
Yeah, I think that's really good. And I think you know, to summarize, I don't know if we're finished this segment or not, but to summarize, it's really important that the doctor just makes that determination. I guess I don't know if that's the best word or not, but that we are not going to run late. And every single thing that's done during the course of the day goes back to that. We do not run late. And if that's the mindset of the entire practice, like you and I did in our practices, you don't run late. I mean, you know, 99.9% of the time.
Well, I think a lot of it also has to do with the doctor has unrealistic expectations on how long it takes to do certain procedures. I mean, you know, look, they say, oh, yeah, I, you know, this patient needs 2 crowns. I'd love to do it as soon as possible. That doesn't mean you can throw it into a 40-minute slot. It's exactly just not realistic, right. And that's asking for trouble.
You have to be honest with the scheduling, the amount of time it takes to do a procedure. That's exactly right.
And I'll tell you another thing, too, that dentistry, you know, people say, well, we have emergencies. If you're getting a lot of emergencies, that's a different issue altogether. We don't have that many emergencies in dentistry. We're not heart surgeons.
And when you do have an emergency, that does not mean you have to do full treatment. A lot of times, palliative treatment, diagnose, do what's needed to get them out of pain, and bring them back in a time slot that you can actually do the full procedure. That doesn't mean you don't have to do everything for an emergency patient.
And it also doesn't mean that emergency has to take scheduled priority over a patient that has an appointment. You can bring the emergency in and say, look, we're going to take care of you. We have scheduled patients today as well, so I might be bopping in and out of the room, and you might be here a little bit more. Right. But don't make the scheduled patient wait. Make the emergency patient wait. Get them numbed. They're pleased as punch that you're seeing them. So if they have to wait a little bit, they'll understand. Work them in.
I think the bottom line, we can both agree on this, the bottom line is that if you are running late consistently in your practice, it is absolutely hurting your practice. Admit it or not, it is hurting your practice. And the only person or people that can control this is the doctor and the team members. There's nothing else. You've got to determine that we're going to change this. If you don't change it, it's hurting your practice. So it's up to you.
As always, right?
Everything's up to you. That's right, exactly.
Okay, I don't want to beat this dead horse.
Oh, please, what?
I don't understand why dentists don't take this advice, because most dentists run late, at least with a decent percentage of their patients.
Yep. I will tell you this. I go to an office now locally, a dental office locally, and I will tell you, they subscribe to our philosophy, and she's probably watching this right now, and I won't even mention any names, but they never run late. I walk in for my hygiene appointment. I'm 100% of the time greeted by the hygienist and taken back on time every single time.
You know, it's funny. We both go to dental practices that not only do we personally know the dentist and really respect their clinical abilities, but they're really, really well-run practices. And the practice I go to is a large practice that has, I think, 5 dentists now. I think 3 or 4 of them are partners. Uh-huh. So it's a big place. Mm-hmm. And when I go, and I'm always greeted by name instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And
same.
Pretty much, and I'm always like 5 or 10 minutes early, but as soon as if I look at my watch, 11 a.m. on the button, I know my hygienist comes out and greets me. She calls me Dr. Matta, which I don't care if she does or not, but it's nice, you know? And everybody else in the waiting room looks, ooh, like who's what kind of doctor is he? You don't look like a doctor. But that's not my point. It sounds like it's the same way in the practice where you go. Well, you're greeted by name.
I'm greeted when I walk in.
Asshole.
This is really funny. You'll like this every time. And it's really cute the way they do it. But the person behind the front desk, I walk in the door. She looks at me. She says, okay, the party's about to get started right now.
Well, that's good.
It's good. It's fun. Uh-huh. It's fun. Yeah. And like – people in the waiting room look at you because they say, who's that doctor? They look at me like, why is a party starting every time this guy walks in?
And then are they disappointed?
I think so. Very disappointed. Very.
Very funny. It can be done. It is being done. It's being done. If it's not being done in your practice, it's being done in your competition's practice.
Both of the practices that we go to are extremely successful practices. And let's just say one reason could be because they never run late.
It's very possible. All right. Well, hey, before we get to our call, which we're going to continue with this theme and try to find a dental practice that does not run late. Right before we started recording, I was going to say taping. You know, taping is one of those terms that it's not actually going on tape, but we still call it taping.
I think it's taping. We'll always call it taping.
Kind of like, can you dial this number? You're not actually dialing.
By the way, can you make me – those mixtapes you made me in the 1980s. Yeah. So can you make me another mixtape?
You know, it's so funny you mentioned that because we don't make mixtapes these days. We make playlists.
Playlists, right.
Now, I'm not bragging or anything, but I think I was known as a legend in the mixtape world.
Every time you made a mixtape, which then ultimately went to a mixtape CD, I mean, I treasure those things. I'm not kidding.
And I was
really
actually
good.
Looking in my storage bin for some of my old mixed CDs and mixed tapes because I wanted now to make them Spotify playlists.
Uh-huh.
And I can't find
them.
I threw them all out. So
that's a shame.
You probably don't have many more either. But I was thinking about contacting some of my old friends who I used to send the mixed CDs to and say, I know there's a weird question, but if you have any of my old mixed CDs, please just – because I made like inserts with all the song names on them too. It's just take a quick photo of the insert and send it to me. I'd really so if any of you are watching, please do that.
Let me see what I have. There's a chance. There's a slight chance on Apple Music. I might have one or two because I know sometimes songs come up and actually the artist it says because the way I filled it in it says Rich Records.
Oh wow!
So let me see if I can recompile see if I have any old ones. That'd be pretty cool.
I know there was one that I really liked that had a couple songs from Sumac and one from Death Ray. I'm trying to think of two really cool bands who kind of came and went.
Wow. But,
okay, well.
We'll see. Let me see if I can find something.
Okay. If we find them and I make them, I'll give the Spotify playlist link
public.
On this podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, right before we started taping, not really taping, digitally recording today, and we were talking about Fat Merchant. And
we were.
How
we
unbelievable were. They are because we use them here at the Maddow Center. And, you know, most of our, most of the times where people pay us here for seminars or marketing programs or coaching or whatever, it's by charge card. So finding the right charge card vendor, whatever you want to say, processor, was really, really important to us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody's calling, oh, yeah, we're the bank. We can beat this rate. We can do this. We can do that. So it really took us a long time before we found Fat Merchant. And we have been so incredibly – well, make a ding there. It's like every time you say Fat Merchant, maybe a little bell should go.
What's that bell?
Dr. Matter, Doctors Matter just mentioned Fat Merchant. We've been incredibly pleased with them. We're saving a ton of money. Their customer service is incredible. And we've recommended them to so many dental practices who are happily using them. So bottom line is customer service is great. If you use our special landing page / website, you'll get all the equipment for free. Mm-hmm. They don't charge a monthly overage percentage. So you'll
save money
that like crazy.
Time.
And is there...
I was going to ask you one thing.
It's fun to say Fat Merchant. That's going to be my next
thing. But I want to ask you, is there like, okay, somebody's listening to this or watching us on the video part of it. And, you know, they might not want to come to a TBSC. You got to travel. You might not want to come to a master class. They might not want to buy a product
Switch
or something
Dental
like
Labs.
That. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But is there any reason why somebody wouldn't switch credit card processing merchants to save a lot of money every single month when it's almost effortless? I just can't think
You're
of a
right.
reason.
You just put the whole thing in place and then boom, you forget
it's
it.
So easy.
You set it and forget it.
It's like It's like somebody sending you like a check for a lot of money every month for almost doing nothing. I mean, it's like crazy not to. We did it.
Kind of
we
like my friend with that famous job, you know, about.
I still want that job. I really want that job.
But he's paid $200,000 a year for doing nothing.
Now you told me he does something.
Well, I was,
but you know, but seriously, who wouldn't want somebody sending you a big fat check every month for almost doing nothing? I mean, that's why it's one of the reasons we switched to Fat Merchant, and we are. It's the ease of processing. It's just so perfect. We love it.
It's unbelievable. So check it out. Go to the special website or landing page, whatever you want to call it, that we made just for you. And when you use this, of course, you get the free terminal. Free terminal, is that what it's called? I think so. Anyway,
it's a term, the box, whatever you call that
the
thing.
The box. Put the message in the box. It's bit.ly, which is bit.ly/ fatmad, FATTMAD. So it's bit.ly/ fatmad, FATTMAD. You know what? They even now have a special phone number. And I can't remember what it is.
We'll see if we can get it. And maybe either this episode or next episode.
Or maybe
episode,
we can put it in the graphics under there. So
yeah, we got to make sure we get
that. Special dedicated matter phone number.
Yeah, that'd be great. That would be
fantastic.
Really good.
So do it. No excuse.
And I'll say one more thing before we move on to the phone call. But if you're one of the docs that's been listening or watching our podcast every week and you hear this, you hear us mention Fat Merchant and you haven't done anything yet, let's make this the episode you finally say, yeah, I'm in. I want to save a few hundred bucks. I can't guarantee the amount because it depends on the volume of your practice.
It could be millions.
Well, it totally depends on the volume of your – if you got a high-volume practice, you save a ton. Let's make this the episode where you say, okay, I'm going to do it. No excuses because it's stupid if you don't do it.
I'm in. All right. Good stuff.
Okay. Next thing. Rich, let me just mention real quickly. We also talk about this every episode. We've got a masterclass coming up this weekend. And
right. By the time people hear this, it's going to be too late for this one.
And it's totally full. Yeah, yeah. Totally full. We're not even accepting anybody else.
No more new patients.
But we have some more masterclasses coming up. And masterclass is, just leave it at this, it's a day where you can absolutely change your practice and change your life. We do not charge to attend the masterclass. Come to the Mattos Center for Dental Practice Success in Baltimore, Maryland. To get there, go to masterclass.matto.com. Check it out. If you want to, if this is the year you're changing your practice and improving your life, your revenue, come to a masterclass.
All right. See you then. Let's do our call of the week.
Perfect.
Good morning, Hamilton. How can I help you?
Hi, is this the dental office?
This is a dentist's office, yes.
Yeah, hey, I've got a question for you. I'm thinking about switching dentists. The dentist I go to now seems like he's a good dentist, but they always run late. Like every time they take me back, 10 minutes late, 15 minutes late. Do you guys usually run on time in your practice?
Usually, yes, we do.
Usually, yes? How often do you think you don't?
We usually don't we don't schedule over because we only have one doctor that works every day, so we usually are pretty much on time.
Okay, great.
Hours.
Good. Well, thank you so much for that information.
You're very welcome,
sir. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. You know?
Well, first of all, how did the guy answer the phone?
Wait a minute. Was it a guy? That was not a guy.
How did the woman answer the phone?
What do you think it was? Do you think it was a guy?
I'm not sure. I'm not going to go there.
It might have been a mature woman.
I'm not going to go there.
I think. What did she say? Dentist office or something?
I really couldn't tell what it was. It might have been a perfect name.
And then you said, "Is this the dental office? This is a dentist office." Just like that.
Yeah, that was one of the more mumbly, unlistenable answerings I've heard in a long time. Exactly. Bad way to answer the phone.
Yeah. So that's strike against her. I think it was a her.
Okay, could have been.
We can call back and see, are you a her?
Yeah, I don't have the number.
Okay. I think she handled the answer to the question pretty well.
I totally agree. It was exactly what somebody would want to hear. We try our best to run on time. We usually do.
Okay. We usually do. There's one doctor.
As much as you can expect.
Yeah, I thought that was very good. But
we'd love to make an appointment for you so we can show you how well we run on time. Please.
It just goes back to the way I say every single episode is that the doctor probably thinks that his front desk person is doing a great job with scheduling, but this is an example that she had got no information, did not ask, would you like to set up an appointment? Nothing, zero. Nothing.
You're right, no information. Could not even call back if she wanted to.
No way.
Zippo.
No way, yeah.
That is a big, fat F.
I'm going to have to agree. F.
All right.
Done.
Well, don't run late. And we're not going to run late, so we're going to have to end this episode of the Dental Practice Fixers Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Dr. Richard Matto.
Along with Dr. David Matto. See you next time.